God wants us to relate to Him as a loving Father. You know, God says that no one can come to the Father except through me. So Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. Notice that Jesus didn't say, no one can come to the Almighty God except through me. Because the cry of every man's heart, the cry of every woman's heart, is to have a relationship with a loving Father. And the good news that I have for you today is, through Jesus Christ, that relationship is now possible. Because there is no more law, there is no more sin consciousness that can be in the way between you and God. Not because God runs away from you when you sin, but it's because you run away from Him. And that makes it impossible to have a relationship apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the way. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is the only person who can fulfill the role of the Father perfectly. That Jesus said, don't call anyone here on earth Father, because you have only one Father, big F. There's only one Father with a big F. That means the Father who art in heaven is the only person who can fulfill the role of a loving Father perfectly. So even if you had the Father of the Year as your biological father, compared to the goodness of God, it's like the difference between night and day, the difference between good and evil. And so I tell you the truth, when you know God as your loving Father, then you will have this freedom, this satisfaction in your heart. Your longing is fulfilled. Many people have victory in many areas of their lives, but they're still empty inside. Because all along, the greatest need, the greatest desire in the hearts of men and women is not to have a relationship with the Almighty God. Religion tries to fulfill that role, and it's done a poor job so far, and it has caused so much problems in this world, because religion tries to picture God as this angry Father, this Father that is so hard to be pleased, this Father that will punish people, this Father that will discipline His children with sickness and disease and teach them patience through death and tragedies. These are the kind of distortion that religion has created that caused people to have a hard time relating to God as a loving Father, because every time they think of the word Father, they remember their child upbringing by their imperfect biological father who was raised through the traditions of men on how to be, quote, a good father. But again, as the scripture says, there's only one Father. There's only one person that can fulfill that role. And so this is not to dishonor our biological father, but this is to allow us to first understand how deep and how wide and how high our Father's love for us, so that we can appreciate and show compassion and mercy to our own biological fathers who may not receive the perfect training themselves. So this is not a condemnation against our biological father. I have a great relationship with my biological father, and this is not meant to dishonor anyone, but he didn't know any better. That's how he got brought up by his daddy, by my grandpa. But the Bible says the traditions and the doctrines of men make the Word of God to have no effect. The real Father that we have in heaven, He's the kind of Father that's described in Luke 15 as the kind of Father who would run to you after you have sinned against Him big time. This is the kind of Father that will run to you. This is the kind of Father that will never ever exasperate you or embitter you. This is the kind of Father that will never ever leave you. This is the kind of Father that will always be there for you. This is the kind of Father that will always, always be approving you. Even when you fail Him, He will still say, you are righteous. You are still my son. You are still my daughter. And there's nothing that you could do to change that if you are in Christ. And so this is the Father who tells us that we can come and sit on His lap at the throne of His grace to receive grace and mercy in the time of need. This is the Daddy that says, I have sent my own life, my only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, in order that I can have fellowship with you, so that you would stop running away from me, because I love you. This is the kind of Father that would pursue you, that will pick you up when you are in the miry clay of sin, when you are in your dirt. He will go and pick you up. He would go and fellowship with you, and He would not mind to get His clothes dirty in the process of trying to help you out of the mud and the miry clay of sin. This is the kind of Father that would have given His life for you. And He's already done that through Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. So when Jesus died there at the cross, that's what the Father would have done for you. This is the kind of Daddy that would again embrace you, especially at the time of your weakness. But religion tells us God can't have anything to do with you if you have sin in your life. You see how religion has distorted the image of our loving Heavenly Father? And I tell you the truth, Daddy loves you. If you believe in Jesus, then the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is your Father. And you can call Him Abba. That's the Hebrew word for Daddy or Papa. You can come to Him and say, Papa, I love you. And He says, whether you love me or not, I have already loved you first. Whether you obey me or not, I have already loved you first. Whether you ever serve me or not, I have already served you first. It does not matter. I love you. And I have proven my love for you when I sent my very own life, Jesus, to die for you. There is no greater love than what Jesus has given you. Because there is no greater love than a friend who is willing to give up his life for his friends. And you are the friend of God. And I'll tell you the truth. Daddy loves you. Papa loves you. If you believe in Jesus, God does not want you to come to Him, you know, with a servant attitude. Oh God, Almighty God, Jehovah God, Elohim, and all these wonderful titles, which are all good titles of God, but still His favorite title of all is Abba, Daddy. So He wants you to come into His arms, to be embraced, not to be punished, to be embraced. He will never abuse you. He will never treat you badly. He will never be angry at you. When you fail Him, especially when you fail Him, He will hug you and tell you how much He loves you, not based on your performance. He loves you so much that He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for you, how will He not also, along with Jesus, graciously give you all things? Your Daddy loves you, and there's nothing you could do about it. If you are in Christ, I tell you the truth, you have the best Daddy on the face of the earth. So stop envying some people who seem to have the best biological father on the face of the earth, because you have the best Daddy. And I tell you the truth, you are always the beloved son or the beloved daughter of the Most High God, who wants you to come to Him as you are in Christ and sit on His lap and just receive His love without ever having to earn that love, without ever having to perform anything, because all the requirements of the law have been met in Jesus Christ. And because you are in Jesus Christ, you are always the beloved son or the beloved daughter of your daddy. So get rid of all wrong conceptions and misconceptions, whether through books, through videos, or through your own upbringing or your own culture, and just look at the Father through the eyes of Jesus and know that this Father is a million times gooder than your wildest dreams. If you could dream what a good father would be for you, that would love you unconditionally, that would be always pointing of your strong points and not your weakness, the father who will always be gracious and merciful to you, if you can dream that kind of father, according to scripture, he is infinitely greater than that, a million times gooder than even your wildest dream that you dare to dream. I know some of you say, well, that sounds too good to be true. That's why it's called the gospel. That's why it's called good news. And I'll tell you the truth. This is not a fairy tale. This is your daddy, because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.